Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. With a heat advisory in effect for the next few days, a hardware store in Topeka is serving up some relief.
The National Weather Service says temperatures are expected to get into the triple digits with some pretty serious humidity as well. According to KSNT, Westlake Hardware and the Salvation Army are working to provide fans to veterans as long as they last. 138 fans have been donated to help those who've served get a little relief from the heat. Topeka vets can stop by the Salvation Army from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and show proof of a local address to receive their fan. Beat the heat and get there early. Fans will be available as long as supplies last.
The Aaron Douglas Art Fair has selected the featured artist for this year's fair. The unveiling will take place on Thursday morning at Aaron Douglas Art Park. The day-long art fair takes place on Saturday, September 30th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Day 9 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Bruce Williams with Trinity Ag and Smith Center said his area has been subject to the rain delays, and the thing that hurt them the most is that they basically cut very little since July 4th, and there's been so much humidity. Williams said harvest began on June 24th this year, only 4 days off from when they usually start cutting, but after these recent rains, harvest has been slow to get back up and running. Having had big days on July 3rd and 4th, they've not had a single full week of continuous cutting this harvest. He said initial drought stress caused some decent test weights and earlier loads to the elevator, with the test weights at about 60 to 63 pounds per bushel. However, these later storms have caused those numbers to dip into the 58 pound per bushel range. Proteins in the area have been as high as 12% to 14%, and yields have been all over the board, but even with farmers starting with their best fields, yields were only 35 to 40 bushels per acre. Many farmers have been abandoning their fields as the weed pressure has been so intense, with the cochia and pigweeds being so dense that in some of the more extreme cases, you can't even see the wheat as you drive past fields. Along with the rain, northwest Kansas has been hit with hailstorms, though, fortunately, not much of the crop has been destroyed. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest23, and you can tag at Kansas Wheat on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your harvest stories and photos. A report recently released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that in the first quarter of 2023, Kansas ranked fourth in the nation for personal income growth and seventh in the nation for economic growth. Kansas's real gross domestic product, or GDP, grew by 6% from the fourth quarter of 2022 when adjusted for inflation, which is triple the national average of 2%. And personal income in Kansas grew by 8.4% over the same period, surpassing the national rate of 5.1%. Secretary of Administration and Director of Budget Adam Proffitt said this report demonstrates the resiliency and strength of the Kansas economy, as the state has placed in the top seven for both GDP and personal income in the aggregate and across multiple sectors of the economy, showing that the economy is not overly dependent on any one sector. He said our state's fiscal health is strong and the outlook remains promising. The report showed that agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting were the lead contributors to growth in Kansas. You can read more from the Bureau of Economic Analysis at bea.gov. The Auditing Division of the Kansas Legislature reported that election officials in more than a dozen counties studied, maintained adequate overall security practices and management of election computers, but it raised questions about the security of ballots and vote tabulation machines. The objective of the review was to provide a partial picture of Kansas's election security by comparing practices in Kansas against a set of policies recommended by federal election regulators. Auditors recommended the Office of Secretary of State Scott Schwab create example election security policies and standardized forms for use by county attorneys at their discretion. And auditors said Schwab's office should also use annual training and certification opportunities to affirm for election workers the value of embracing a baseline set of security measures. In addition, auditors proposed the Secretary of State provide guidance to county election officers in terms of what election materials ought to be sealed in ballot containers and what documents should remain available for public review. The GOP-led Kansas legislature adopted a series of bills intended to bolster accuracy and security of election equipment, data, and staffing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program provides exclusive access to hundreds of acres of land not normally open to hunting and above average success rates each fall and winter. And there's no charge. All you have to do is apply and be selected. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program offers hunting opportunities with limited access to public and private lands, including select refuge areas for deer, upland game, waterfowl, doves, turkey, and fur bearers. The applications must be made online, and a random drawing will determine who is selected. This fall and winter, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is offering more than 350 individual special hunt opportunities. The application period opened July 8, 2023, with the application draw dates for the first draw hunts, the hunts occurring in September and October to be August 7th, the second draw hunts, the hunts occurring in November and December will be September 25th, and the third draw hunts, the hunts occurring in January and February will be December the 11th. Resident or non-resident hunters may apply, though some hunts are restricted to residents only. When applying online, hunters will select hunts by species, date, and category, which include open, youth, or mentored hunts. All applicants are eligible to apply for open hunts, regardless of age or hunting experience. Youth hunts require parties to include at least one hunter age 18 or younger, accompanied by an adult age 21 or older who may not hunt. And mentored hunts are open to both youth and novice hunters, supervised by a mentor age 21 or older, who may also hunt. Email notifications are sent to both successful and unsuccessful applicants within 2 business weeks of the drawing. And successful applicants will also be emailed their hunt permit, as well as area maps and other pertinent information. The hunters are responsible for purchasing necessary licenses and permits that are required by law. For more information on the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Special Hunts Program, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. The Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board approved several items during their June meeting, including that starting in 2024, state football will be held at 3 locations, with 3 games taking place at each site. And the board finalized the SB 113 policy for homeschool and non-public school student participation. Though the locations are to be determined at a later date, state football for 2024 will be held November 29th and 30th, with 1 game on Friday and 2 games on Saturday at each location. Executive Director Bill Faflick said the KSHSAA is at a point where they want to look at what combining sites in a few of the championships would look like, and they believe it can add to the student and fan experience. Based upon the inclusion of non-public school student eligibility in the state budget bill, multiple rule modifications are necessary to adhere to House sub for SB 113 from this year's legislative session. The new policy language will be distributed to school leaders and posted on the KSHSAA website later this summer. Full details on these items, along with other action from the June KSHSAA Executive Board meeting, will be distributed with the minutes sometime this month. On July 14, 2023, the Norton County Hospital announced that a community town hall would be held in hopes to answer questions from the community. The questions could be submitted in writing to the business office or the marketing coordinator for the CEO and Board of Trustees to compile and group similar questions, and the community was given until June 30th to submit any questions they may have had. The two questions that Norton County Hospital received and compiled are, after the previous CEO was let go, what was done to try and get doctors Neal, McKellar, and Gady back, and what will the board and administration do to recruit doctors back to the Norton County Hospital? These questions will be addressed, along with general updates regarding the facility, at the town hall at 5:30 p.m. on July 17th at the East Campus. If additional questions or concerns arise following the town hall, please feel free to contact Kellen Jacobs, the interim CEO, at 785-877-3351 to schedule a meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In a market like the one we're going through, some people shy away from investing altogether, thinking it's too risky. But it's important to bear in mind that not investing can also be a risk to your financial future. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Whatever the market, investing a little bit at a time, also called systematic investing, can add up. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to help take the emotion out of investing. Let's talk. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. The current Undersecretary for Rural Development will soon have a new position at USDA after the U.S. Senate confirmed her nomination Monday for Deputy Secretary. Rod Bain has the details.
There will soon be a new Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in office.
On this vote, the yeas are 79, the nays are 8. The motion is agreed to.
The U.S. Senate Monday confirming the nomination of New Mexico's Xochitl Torres Small to be the number 2 official at USDA. She has served the past 2 years as the Undersecretary for Rural Development, overseeing areas such as rural broadband expansion and climate-smart energy opportunities.
My own roots are both rural and urban, agricultural and international development, blue-collar and white-collar. And what I love about this department is that it brings all of those things together.
Undersecretary Torres Small at her Senate Agriculture Committee confirmation hearing in May. The incoming deputy secretary is scheduled to be sworn into office sometime next week at USDA headquarters. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
A group of farm state senators on Tuesday introduced the USDA Spending Accountability Act. The bill was introduced by Republican Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Roger Marshall of Kansas, and Mike Braun of Indiana. The legislation would limit the dispersal of funds through USDA's financing institution, known as the Commodity Credit Corporation, to be permitted only when authorized by Congress. The Secretary of Agriculture has broad discretionary authority in spending excess CCC funds. This includes reimbursing farmers for losses due to trade disputes and funding climate grants. They estimate this bill could save a total of $8 billion over 10 years. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Low pressure and a cold front are set to move across Kansas today, sparking showers and thunderstorms in our eastern and central counties. Some of those could be severe with damaging wind and hail and even a few isolated tornadoes. The front won't cool us off very much, but temperatures will be slightly lower tomorrow. In the meantime, for this afternoon, we'll be getting mid and upper 90s for most locations, along with high humidity. A heat advisory is posted through this evening for much of our state. Once the front passes, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms about statewide tomorrow afternoon. On the map, a cold front is set to move into northwestern Kansas. We have a low pressure system near our northeast counties and a low pressure trough extending to our south and east. Another low is over the panhandles, and we have a warm and humid flow coming in from the southern plains. All that adds up to thunderstorms in about the eastern third of our state this afternoon and evening. Some of those could be severe, large hail, damaging wind, and we have the possibility of a few isolated tornadoes. By this evening, the front will run northeast to southwest across our state, with showers and thunderstorms possible in the central and eastern counties. We should stay dry in the west. Looking at tomorrow morning, low pressure will be over central Oklahoma with that front off to our south. Fair weather to start the day, then we get an influx of moist air in the afternoon, so precipitation will be possible about statewide. Tomorrow's highs still warm, mostly in the low 90s, but cooling off a little bit by Friday with upper 80s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-90s with mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours, mid to upper 90s north central and upper 60s overnight, mid to upper 90s northeast, and tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. Mid to upper 90s southwest and upper 60s for the overnight hours. South central around 100 today and low 70s overnight. Upper 90s southeast, and tonight we're in the mid 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.